Hello and welcome. Glory to God, for He is good and always working. Thank you for planting the seeds of the gospel and saving more souls by sharing this video. My name is Pastor Josh Pan, and we're here to say Jesus forever. Do me a favor. Let me know you're here. Type in the chat. Throw that thumbs up, that like button, subscribe. It really helps the channel. For God, He reigns forevermore, and He is always working, even when we don't see it, when we don't feel it, and when we don't expect it. God is doing bigger things than we can ever imagine. And so, welcome. Glory to God. Amen. So I'm going to see who's here. Hello, Ryder. Hello, Ernest. Hello, Walkers. Crazy. Hello, Davion Mitchell. Royalty family fan. Hello, Millie Mark. Welcome. Happy Sunday. Happy Sunday. It's been great. Today I had a Sunday sermon. Sunday message at my church, and talking about the believer's charge and focus. And so we just really were able to hone into the Word of God. And now I'm here with you guys. Hello, Gamer Boy. Hello, Melinda Mathura. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, Jessica and Ethan. Haha. God bless you. Great. Today we're deep diving into this Word of God that is from God to teach us and lead us and build us up. So listen to the very end, for God, He has to teach you so many great things, and that's why we deep dive into it. Amen. Hello, Claudio Garcia. Welcome, welcome. Happy Sunday, Mary. Praise God. Sarah and everyone. So we're looking into 2 Peter chapter 3. Chapter 3, verse 10 to 18. Hey, Alex. Yeah. Oh, thanks for the subscribe, Sarah. Okay. It's a full future to look forward to. You see, if you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, right now it's temporary. But you have something better to look forward to. A future to look forward to. And in 2 Peter chapter 3, Peter, he actually wrote this while he was at an old age, when he knew that he was about to die, when he knew that his time was to pass. But he says, it's not the end. I'm going to continue reminding you about how great, how awesome our Lord, our God is. Because He is the way, the truth, the life. No one comes to the Father except through Jesus, our Lord and Savior. And so this is going to be wrapping up his book of 2 Peter chapter 3. Of this whole 2 Peter, warning people about the false teachers, about wolves in sheep clothing, about those who are leading people astray, leading people towards the wrong way. Instead, he is concluding here that you have a place to look forward to, this promised land which only God can give you. That place is eternal peace in Christ, eternal presence of our Lord our God. And that place is somewhere there's no more sorrow, no more pain, no more sickness, and no more diseases. Praise the Lord. Amen. And so, are you guys ready to deep dive in with me? Yes? Praise the Lord. Amen. I am excited. And we never give up because we persevere to the very end, knowing that God, He's victorious, and He's the best thing that can ever happen in your life. So buckle up, listen to the end, because we know when we deep dive into the Word of God, we're going to gain some insights that's going to build you up and lead you towards a place which is so much better, equipped you with the Word of God, give you the right mindset. That is what God does. Amen. Pachito. So let's read the Word of God. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 10, it says, but the day of the Lord will come like a thief. The heavens will disappear with a roar. The elements will be destroyed by fire. And the earth and everything in it will be laid bare. And since everything will be destroyed in this way, what kind of people ought you to be? You ought to live holy and godly lives. And as you look forward to the day of God and its speed and speed, its coming, that day will bring about the destruction of heavens by fire, and the elements will melt in the heat. But keeping with His promise, we are looking forward to a new heaven and new earth, the home of righteousness. So then, dear friends, since you are looking forward to this, make every effort to be found spotless, blameless, and at peace with Him, with God. And bear in mind that the Lord's patience means salvation. Just as our dear brother Paul also wrote to you with wisdom God gave him, and he writes the same way in all his letters, speaking in them of all these matters. And his letters contain some things that are hard to understand, which ignorant and unstable people distort, as they do the other scriptures, to their own destruction. Therefore, dear friends, since you already know this, be on your guard, so that you might not be carried away by the error of lawlessness of men and fall from your secure position. But grow, guys, grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be the glory both now and forever. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Lord God, I thank you for this day. Thank you for this Sunday. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your power. And thank you for your wisdom. Lord God, thank you for leading us through Apostle Paul, Apostle Peter as well, that they are able to write this letter so that we can have the right mindset, so that we can look forward to the things that you prepared for each and every one of us. Father, let us not lose sight of you. Let us not forget you. And let us remember you all the days of our life. In Jesus' most holy name, amen. Amen. Glory to God. So I'm going to go verse by verse and reflect on it. And then we'll read some reflections, which is helpful for me and you. And then we'll deep dive into the passage, and we'll have some application questions, which you are able to hear my story, hear my testimony, and also apply it to your own life. Amen. So, we praise God. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 10. But the day of the Lord, the rapture, it will come like a thief, will come out of the blue, that you won't even know it happened. It's going to happen so fast, that it happens before your eyes like a flash. And then the heavens will disappear with a roar. Disappear, gone, nada. The heavens, the earth, God created the heavens and the earth. He says, earth is mine, heaven is mine. And so all of it will be disappear. And the elements will be destroyed by fire. And the earth and everything in it will dissolve like snow. It will be laid bare. It will no longer exist, which shows how temporary our world is, how temporary life is, how temporary this physical world is. That's why we must not build up our treasures on earth, but on things above in heaven, where no moths, no thief can come and destroy it. Instead, we trust in Him, walk in His ways, and build our life where the eternal treasures will last forever and ever. Amen. Praise the Lord. And then, since everything will be destroyed in this way, what kind of people ought you might be? What kind of people should you live? What kind of lifestyle should you live? And then Peter says, you ought to live holy and godly lives. When you live holy lives, then you're living a life of righteousness, a life of obedience to one true God, to God Himself, and a life that never, ever lets us down. Praise the Lord. And so, we ought to live holy and godly lives. And godly lives is to reflect God, who loves each one of us, who cares for each one of us, and who never lets us down. Praise God. And so if you want to be a Christian, you have to give your life to Him. You have to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And you have to say, Jesus, I believe you died and rose from the dead. And you rose in victory, defeating sin and death. And I believe in you, that you will guide me, lead me. And when you ascended to heaven, you gave me a gift of salvation. You gave me a gift of the Holy Spirit that lives in me. So God, teach me, lead me, and show me the right way. In Jesus' most holy name. Amen. And then verse 12. As you look forward, not backward, you look forward to the day of God and speed its coming. That day will bring about destruction of the heavens by fire. Destruction of the heavens by fire, and the elements will melt in the heat. Whew. Heaven will be destroyed by fire. Earth will be destroyed by fire. But in keeping with his promise, we are looking forward to a new heaven and new earth, the home of righteousness. One day, there's going to be destruction of the old, but the new will come. When you live in Christ, you live in his firm foundation. You live in his presence, and you don't have to live in that lake of fire or destruction by fire, because you're protected by it, because you are protected from the wrath of God, because of what Jesus has done on that cross, by dying on the cross, being a living sacrifice for you, being the blood of the Lamb for you, to set you free in the name of Jesus. Amen. Handball, and Becker, and Joab, DJ. Praise the Lord. And verse 14. So then, dear friends, dear Christians, dear brothers and sisters, since you are looking forward to this, to the coming of Jesus, to his salvation, to eternal presence of God, make every effort, very important, make every effort to be found spotless, to be found without sin, to be found without blemish, be found spotless, just like a sheep is found spotless and blameless and at peace with him, at peace with our Lord, our Jesus, our Savior, our Messiah. Be at peace with him. Don't be in your heart divided between materialistic things and Jesus. There, you can only have one master, and that master be our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And then bear in mind that our Lord's patience means salvation. Just as our dear brother Paul also wrote to you with wisdom that God gave him. Now this is important because he encourages you to read the letters of Paul. And Paul wrote most of the New Testament. He didn't write Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, but he wrote Romans. He wrote Philippians, Ephesians, Colossians. He wrote many, many of the letters. And that's why we look forward to reading the wisdom that God has given to Paul, so that we may be able to understand who God is and how God wants us to live. And it was God's patience that allows us to have time to be saved in the name of Jesus. God's patience, so then he has not returned yet, because he wants to give you the chance to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And he wants to give people around you to have this eternal life. He does not want anyone to go to hell. He wants all of you guys to be in his presence, in a relationship with him, in heaven with him. That's God's desire. And so we praise God for leading us, for teaching us, and for being patient with us, and giving us a chance to have this great relationship with our Lord, our God. So Peter says, he writes the same ways in his letters, speaking in them of these matters. His letters contain some things that are so hard to understand, so hard to grasp, and so hard for people to just put into their life, which goes against their agenda, goes against their plans, and so then they don't want to submit to it, which ignorant and unstable people, they twist and distort, as do to the other scriptures, to their own destructions. Now you see, God wants you to be saved from the destruction, from the ruin. He wants you to have this eternal relationship with him, eternal presence with him, eternal love with him. That can only come from listening to what followers of Jesus say and teach, so that we can learn from them and also be part of this wonderful story that God has prepared for you and for me. And so we praise the Lord, for he speaks to us in many different ways. And don't give it me all the praise, because this is the word of the Lord. God's word is alive and powerful. God's word is the thing that we need in our very life. And God's word is the thing that will bring us out of the darkness into the light of him. Bring us out of pain and suffering into contentment and gratitude. Pray to the Lord. And then number 16, verse 16. And he writes in the same way, speaking of them. And it's hard to understand. People are distorted. But when you know the word of God, you know it. The Spirit of God teaches you, guides you, points you towards the right direction. So we don't have to distort it. Because we know the word of God is for us and not against us. It's to build us up, to grow us, to lead you towards somewhere even better. Heaven. But not only that, but even here on earth, he gives you the Holy Spirit. And the fruit of the Spirit is something so many people long after. Someone says, I look intellectual. I like logic. I think logically. I do. And I try to articulate logically as well. But glory to God that he's the one that articulates most clearly. And the Spirit of God working in you allows you to understand it and ingrain it into your head. Because our heads, we're kind of stubborn people. We want to believe what we want to believe. But when we humble ourselves, when we throw away our pride and ego, and humble ourselves recognizing his word is alive and powerful. His words are to build you up. His words are a tool for you to get through your life. And his words are something that you should hold on to very tightly in your heart, in your mind. Ingrain it into your life. And you will see beautiful things happen in your life. That your relationships improve. Your finances improve. Your mental health improves. Your physical health is able to improve as well. And this is by going to God first and putting Jesus first in your life. We shall not be ignorant. We shall be hungry for the word of God. For God's word is sweet like honey. It's rich like gold and silver. It's better than anything else in the world that you can ever receive. This is the word of the Lord. So do not forget to heed to his word, to understand it. Don't distort it towards your own agendas. Don't twist it so that it can fit into your own plan. God is not a pocket God. You don't stash him here and take him out whenever you want. No, we are living according to God's agenda, God's plan. May his will be done. Not my will, but his be done. May he increase in my life and I decrease. For he will live on forever and ever and evermore. And I will disappear one day. I will fade away. I'm only temporary. But I'm a vessel, a broken vessel of the Lord our God. To help you build your life upon the firm foundation of our Lord our God. I'm just a messenger. I'm just here to preach his word, share his word. Not on my own agenda, but for God's agenda. Planting the seeds of the gospel, saving more souls. And what is eternal are the souls of people. And the souls of people either go to eternal presence of God or eternal separation from God. And ultimately, it is your choice to receive the gift from God or not. I have no control, no power over that. I can only pray for you, encourage you, tell you that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through him. And then verse 17. Therefore, dear friends, since you already know this, be on your guard, be alert, be aware, so that you are not carried away by the error of lawless men and fall away from your secure position. So this really answers, can you lose salvation? Yes, you can. If you say no to Jesus, you don't have salvation. But if you say yes to Jesus forever, to the very end of your days, then you will be secured. Your position will be secured in the Lord. So that's why a big question, people are like, can you truly lose salvation? When you say yes to Jesus, you're holding on to him. And you have salvation in your hand, in your heart. And have salvation to go to heaven. To have a relationship with him. But the moment you're rejecting him and saying no to him, that's when that salvation is not secured anymore. Because you're being carried away, led away by the errors of lawless men, by people who don't believe in God, people who say, oh, you drink your pain away. You do the things, gaming your life away. It's fun. You get to the top. It's great. Oh, you swipe your life away. But no, God did not call you to become consumers. He called you to be producers. He called you to be fruitful and multiply. He called you to be effective and fruitful, not ineffective. He didn't call you to be useless. He called you to be fruitful and productive in the name of Jesus. Amen, Cat. Trinity, thanks for the follow. And Master, praise the Lord, for He is good. And He's the one that saves us from our darkest moments. He's the one that brings us into a better place. He's the one that leads us towards His righteousness, towards a life of purity, of righteousness, without sin. This is our God. Someone said, you know, Jesus saved me when I was so dark, in dark moment. My 3-year-old son got diagnosed with brain dysfunction. Jesus did His miracle, and now my son is healed in the name of Jesus. I love Jesus, and I want to get to know Jesus. Praise the Lord, Ricardo, the angels and believers, and I rejoice with you. For it is so good, so good. Amen, JSM. Praise the Lord, Pickle. Yes, God is so good. Yes, Braden, He is great. And so, verse 18. But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And to Him, both now and forever. Amen. So Peter, is reminding you to grow in God's grace, God's mercy, God's love, God's provision, God's protection. And grow in knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. Know who your Savior is. Know who Jesus is. Know what He says, how He lived His life. Get to know Him in Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. So many instances and places you can look into. And you've learned that He truly does love you. You learn that He truly did die for your sin. You learn that He truly did lay His life down for you. And there's no greater love than this, but one to lay their life down for another. And that is exactly what Jesus did. And so, we give Him all glory. All glory now and forever. All glory for this live stream. I am nothing. I am no one. But Jesus is someone you should know. I will fade away, but Jesus will never. And Jesus already defeated the sin and death on that cross. He did the hardest part that you don't have to do now that He's done it for you. He lived this perfect life that you could not. A sinless life that we could not. He died on the cross for us so that we would not have to. We deserve the cross. We deserve the 39 lashes on our back. We deserve the crown of thorns. We deserve to be mocked and ridiculed. We deserve it. But because of what Jesus has done, we've been set free. We've been given life. We've been given more than enough. And life to the abundance. Life to the fullest. Amen. Thank you, Shante. Praise the Lord. Hello, Tammy. Fidgets. Yeah, we keep praying because Jesus is the one that can unify the families, unify people together. He's the glue that holds each other together. And then when we look at each other, you're not looking at me and be like, wow, that guy is awesome. That guy I want to follow. You're not looking at me and doing that. But you're looking at Jesus inside of me and being like, wow, righteous, wonderful, on fire. And this is the power of Jesus. Makes you a different person, transformed into a different person. To being loving our Heavenly Father. To having a purpose and a meaning in our life. A direction in our life. That is in Jesus' name. Amen. And so, we absolutely must root ourselves upon God's foundation. To set ourselves apart from the world for God and live for Him. Let Him be our King of kings. Lord and Lord, Lord of Lord. Let him be the one that leads us. For we do not know when Christ will return. The day will come like an unexpected thief. And although there is a new promise of a new heaven and new earth, there will be a destruction by fire of heavens and earth, the old heavens and earth. And this cataclysmic event underscores the urgency of preaching the word of God, the gospel, the good news of our living God, living for him. Because we don't know when he is returning. We don't know when our life will end. But we want to make the most use of it by sharing the word of God, by affirming his word, by affirming it and speaking it. And you guys saying amen, amen, makes a huge difference. Because you guys are checking if I'm telling the truth or the lie. And by the grace of God, he can show us that this is the truth. The word of God is the truth. So this reflection, you're going to listen carefully. And the anticipation of Christ's return should motivate you to please him in all aspects of life. Every aspect of life. You want to please the Lord our God. Why? Because he's already done the hardest thing for us. He paid for my sins. He paid for my time. He paid for my life. All that I have is his. Amen. And so we are reminded to diligently study God's word. We're reminded to walk in his ways and to give him all praise and to know that there is no one like him. Let him transform you into the likeness of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Otherwise, you will be easily carried away and fall into the errors and sin. And the knowledge of Christ's imminent return should reorder your priority, should cause a sense of urgency, causing you to value the eternal aspects rather than just the temporal aspects. And what is seen is temporary. Everything I have around me, even me, my body, is temporary. But what is unseen is eternal. And that is God himself. That's our spirit, our souls. Amen. Shalom. Praise the Lord. And so, it should reorder your priorities in life. It should realign your focus, directing you towards endeavors that bear eternal significance. Wow. God's word is an instrument used to glorify God. Praise the Lord. Yes. And thank you so much for praying for family and pray for your family. Thank you so much for being here to hear the word of God. Wow, that reflection was so good. Right, Shante, praise the Lord. Now let's look into, deep dive into it, even more, the word of God. But if this is helpful, type Jesus forever. Amen. Jesus forever, because we want to commit to him forever. Right, Jeremy? Amen. Glory to God. So, the things believers must do since Christ is coming. So, you know, I may be logical, but faith is actually even stronger. Faith is seeing. Well, believing without seeing. You can't see it physically yet, but you believe. You see it already, envisioning it in your head. That one day, every tongue will confess. Every knee will bow down to Jesus and confess him as Lord and Savior. One day, all of us will be united together in Christ, both living and dead. Amen. Whew. And then, things believers must do since Christ is coming again. Christ is coming again. The second coming of Jesus. Amen, Timmy, Kitty. We must believe and live holy lives and godly lives, we must look forward and forward to the day of coming of Jesus Christ. We must look forward to the new heavens and the earth. And then we must be prepared for the coming of Christ, be spotless, blameless, and found in peace in our hearts. Wow. So Jesus, He is coming. Therefore, some things that you must do are critically important. Live this holy lives. Look forward to it and be eager to the victory of Jesus. And be prepared. Be spotless. Amen. So, believers must live this holy and godly lives. And note in the scripture, all behavior must be holy and godly. All of your behavior. And there's no area in your life, no part, no act that is not godly, not holy. Why? Why is a stress upon holiness and godliness? Why is there that stress? One strong reason is given. Hey, Robin, welcome back. Glory to God. So, if you haven't been living this holy, godly life, you can repent. You can repent and ask God for forgiveness, and He will surely forgive you. But you must also learn from your mistakes to flee from the evil things. Resist the temptations. Flee from it. Delete it out of your phone, out of your life. You got to cut it out. If you can't do it yourself, you got to ask Jesus to do so each and every day. Because sin is powerful, and we cannot overcome sin on our own power. And that's why Jesus came to die on the cross and raised from the dead to defeat that sin and death for us. And now that you have Jesus in your heart, now you too can have power over sin, power over death. The heavens and the earth are dissolved. They will be dissolved because of sin and the evil of man. It is the sin and evil of man that made this world so corrupt. Corrupt beyond repair. And God will be forced to destroy the world because of the sin and evil. And I think that it will be destroyed on its own. Because one day, when we, the salt of the earth, who preserve the earth, rapture and go to heaven, I believe that the evil ones will be free to reign, free to hit that red button, nuke anywhere. Try to take power, take control, and then they'll destroy earth on their own ways. And then the sin of evil man put under the world under the curse of destruction. And so sin and evil, therefore, are terrible things, abominable things, leading people towards ruin and destruction. And they should be hated and despised by every man, woman, and child. All sin and evil should be despised because of the terrible things they do and have done. And they have caused the curse of corruption and utter destruction upon the earth. And for this reason, we should hate sin and evil and love holiness and godliness. And we should be holy and godly in all of our behaviors, in our words, in our minds, in our actions. Be holy and godly. And so, to put this in short, you should love what God loves, and you should hate what God hates. And God hates the sin, but He loves people. He loves you. So I love on the person, but I don't love the sin. Holy means that your behavior is sanctified. Sanctified is made pure, set apart for God, separated from the world, and given over to God. Given over to live pure and righteous lives. In Leviticus chapter 11 verse 45 it says, "For I am the Lord who brought you up from the land of Egypt to be your God. Thus you are to be holy, for I am holy." Luke chapter 1 verse 74 to 75 it says, "That He would grant unto you, rescuing you from the hand of your enemies, might serve Him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of your life. Amen. We are called to be holy, to be righteous in the name of Jesus. In 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1, it says, therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves, clean ourselves, delete all of the defilement of flesh and spirit, and perfecting your life upon the holiness in the fear of God. Woo! God is good. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14, it says, follow peace, pursue peace with all men, and seek the sanctification without which no one will see the Lord. Yes, you are to be holy. Amen. We the people are to be holy. We need to bring Jesus back into our constitution. Jesus back into our schools, into our family, into our state, into our government, into our nation. We need to bring Jesus back. To live holy, to live righteous, and to reject corruption, injustice, and the things that are going against God. And when we live this holy life, then we will see transformation inside and out. Transformation within the people around us. Because that holiness, that power is so powerful that it is so good. Amen. You know, someone called We The People on TikTok, We The People 90, follow the creator and said, amen. And then it caught my eyes, and We The People is written down on the American Constitution. And these United States was founded upon Christian principles, biblical values. And when it was living out that principle of God, it flourished, it prospered, it was successful. But the moment they took God out of our school system, no more I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America for the Republic. For the Republic, it's not for democracy, for the Republic. For which stand one nation, united, one nation, under God, that's key. We're under God, we're not above God, we are under God. Indivisible, cannot be divided, with justice and liberty for all. Not just justice and liberty for a certain amount of people, but for all people. And so, even though you're from UK, you can see that corruption within the UK. All governments kind of corrupt. But we must bring Jesus back. Bring Jesus back. Or else, that country will be headed towards ruin and destruction. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so, that's why we keep on speaking the name of Jesus. Letting Jesus' name be known. Someone said, stop using Jesus. Jesus is using me. Jesus, keep using me. Let me speak your name. There is power in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. How do you get closer to God? How do you become more holy and more righteous? You must, absolutely must commit. And commitment is a choice. Commit to Him each and every day. Say Jesus first forever. Team Jesus forever. And read the Word of God. Read it for yourself. Get to know who Jesus is in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Do not forget God. Do not take God out of your life. Because if you take Him out, that's when ruin and destruction happens. And that's why we can see the West is falling. We can see, actually, there's a lot of... Yeah, but we don't have no fear. We have no fear. Because we know that God is in charge of all things. He sees all things. He knows all things. And He knows us, and He empowers us. We do not fear because He's living in us, through us. And we are the salt of the earth. As long as we are here, God can still do His great works and power through us. Amen. For Jesus has power over the demons. And when you speak the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, they shudder, they shriek, they scream, they're scared, and they run away. Because Jesus lives in you. And the power of Jesus resonates in you. And when he's in you, the devil cannot attack you, cannot penetrate your heart, because he's protecting you, guiding you. Amen. Wow, so powerful. So powerful, guys. Amen. It's so good. And that's why we're praising the name of Jesus, our Lord, our Savior, each and every day. So that's holiness, guys. We're meant to live in holiness. And we're meant to live in godliness. And godliness means that we live like God and seek to be godly people. Now, we are created in the image of God. So if you truly want to know who you are and your identity, then you must go to the Creator. Go to the image, the perfect image. And that is God Himself. He is the perfect image. And Jesus, He is the visible image, visible representation of the invisible God. So when you look at Jesus, Jesus is the perfect one. He is perfect. And so we study the life of Jesus, what he says, what he does, and how he acts, how he responds, what he teaches. And we trust in him. We follow him all the days of our life. So holiness, godliness, and we live to do all the things in reverence, in awe of God. So that we are so conscious of God's presence that we live like God would live if he was walking upon the earth. And note that godliness means to be like Christ-like. Godliness is Christ-like. It is living upon the earth just like Christ lived. Jesus. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. It says, "But we are with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as from the Lord and the Spirit." Wow. From glory to glory. People, I did not understand what this meant 5-10 years ago. It was foreign, but now I understand. Now I can instill it, impart it to you. From glory to glory means from a season to season. And our life is ever changing from season to season. And he's not saying that you're going from glory to shame, from glory to darkness, from glory to death. No, you go from glory to glory, from victory to victory. You go living from Jesus to Jesus, living for Jesus forever. You go from life to life, strength to strength. You live in breakthrough to breakthrough, even as the Spirit and of the Lord. Wow. Glory to God, for he is good, for giving us this ability to live in his glory. For God's glory covers the expanse of the world. It's so good, so powerful. He holds all glory. He's the embodiment of glory. What does glory look like? It feels like when you get to the top, you're like, whoa, you get recognized for it. But what the earth gives you is temporary. But what God gives you, recognizes you, is eternal. And that's the beautiful thing. Amen. Praise God. And so, Titus chapter 2, verse 12 to 13, instructing you that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, godly in the present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God, our Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Wow. We gotta deny. We gotta delete. We gotta resist. We gotta run away from ungodliness and worldly lust. From pornography. From gaming our life away. From binge watching our life away. From lusting and envying after a different life. And comparing our life away. We gotta stop that. Living a negative life. Instead, Instead, live a life of gratitude, a life that is righteous and after God and Him, living for Him only and not for ourselves. Amen. Praise the Lord. And then 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 11, which we're going through right now. Since all these things are to be destroyed in this way, the earth, the body, the universe, the heavens, it's all to be destroyed one day. What manner of persons ought you to be living, but in holy conversation, holy behavior and godliness, holy conduct and godliness is the manner in which you should be living. So, everyone type godliness. Godliness. That's the way you should live. Everyone type holiness. Holiness. The way you should live. Amen. And so, we as believers, we must look forward to and seek to bring the day about. The day of God about. And the day of God refers to the day where God shall dissolve and destroy the heavens and earth. And the day when the universe shall be set aflame with fire and shall be dissolved and the elements will melt it with fervent heat. Number one, the believers should be having the attitude of looking forward to the day of God. The word means wait, to be patient, but expectantly, to be eagerly anticipating of the long-awaited day of God, to be in expectation. Wow. Can you be in expectation? Amen. Yeah. Someone here says, gaming hits hard. I've been gaming my life away because my family's falling apart. And that's your escape from reality. But God calls you to say, no, no. It's time to let Jesus be your escape from reality. Not gaming, but Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior. You must find a community that is rooted in the Word of God. That you're able to build a community upon His love to rid yourself of gaming. Because gaming is a big problem in my own life as well. I've spent 10s, 20s, 30,000 hours gaming, playing League of Legends, getting to Diamond 3, having a community online. And then, when I quit, now what? All that for what? Good eye-hand coordination? All that for what? Raging online? Or leading a crowd? What is it for? It's useless. It's fleeting. It's temporary. Only Jesus is eternal. Our soul is eternal. Jesus is the way, the truth, the life. Jesus is the answer. And that's why we must choose Jesus above gaming. Jesus above drinking. Jesus above substances. Jesus above all other coping mechanisms in your life. Jesus first. Amen. And so, you're not alone. You're not alone. I get you. I know you. I too struggled. And so I must not touch gaming. I must know my game is online ministry. My game is winning more souls. My game is to spread the gospel, plant more seeds, let Jesus' name be known. That's my game now. We have a new game. We get to the top in games. And that's a grace of God. Glory to God. But now we have a new game, a new mission, a real life mission. And God has placed us here to work it out and get to the top for Him and declare His name with everything that we got. Our time, our finances, our energy, our career, our family, everything for His glory. So we're trying to switch that. Jesus first, forever. Bring back Jesus into your life. Be committed. Delete the games. I have to delete the games. Be committed. Delete the applications. Be committed. And replace it with the reading of the Word of God. Replace it with, maybe you're watching this live stream. I do it every day, daily live stream. Do it by reading and building His kingdom. And you know, when you build His kingdom with the mindset, I'm here to build community. You speak that, say that every day. You'll see your life transform. I'm here to build God's community. Then you'll see, first of all, you have to be present. And when you're present, then people might say, wow, you're present very much. I can depend on you. And then they give you more responsibilities. And then with that responsibility, they give you even more and even more and even more. That's how you go up. Be faithful with little. God said, if you're faithful with little, then I can trust you with more. I cannot just jump to the top and trust you with a big $1 million. No. Then people would splurge it away, waste it away. But if you start being responsible with little, then He can add to you. When you start seeking first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, then He will add more and more to you. Wow. So powerful. So powerful. Glory to God. Thank you for sharing. Yeah, thank you. Because me too. You're not alone. And we are to hasten the day of God. The word hastening, spudontas, Greek word, can mean two things. To hasten means to hurry after, to earnestly desire, to rush towards. And the believer is to live a holy and godly life, looking forward to the hastening towards the day of God, keeping his eyes upon things above, and seeing that terrible day of judgment, to arouse you to live a holy and godly life. Now, there's two ways a lot of people are aroused. People are like pushed forward to or forced to change. Number one is external, and the second thing is internal. And I pray that it's not the external things that are causing you to change, but if you don't change the outside will change you. Inside, internal, let God be the one that changes you. Let God be your motivation. Let God be your consistency, diligence. Let Him be your drive. Then you will be able to reach new heights in your life. Amen. And every day you live upon earth is a day in which you hasten towards judgment of God, and you should never take your eyes off this terrible day that God is coming. If you take your eyes off of that day, you will fail to direct your life towards the day of God. You see, if Jesus is returning tomorrow, then I would live stream 24 hours for you guys. I would live stream even more. But I'm trying to run this race, this marathon with you guys. So I do at least an hour a day just to be able to be consistent. And then I spend another portion of the day creating a daily video, 6 video shorts. And then, yes, I also spend part of my day just working on my church, offline, online, and just building them up, encouraging them, leading them, teaching them. So you're not alone. You're not alone, guys. Let us not forget. At the end, let us continue to direct our steps each and every day towards the day of God. Don't forget, don't slip into unholiness and ungodliness. Instead, live in His will. Someone said, do you like Chinese food? Of course I love Chinese food. I love Mexican food. I love Mediterranean food. I love Korean food. Dude, I love Japanese sushi and sashimi. Dude, I love food. But I also fast every day, intermittent fasting. And I don't let food control me. I don't live for food. I eat food to survive. What do you do? And so, therefore, stay focused upon the day of God. For one day, the heaven, the earth will dissolve like snow. And number two, hasten can also mean hasten on the day of God, to rush the coming of Christ, to cause the day of God to come sooner. Oh, you can do that? The believers have a part in bringing about the eternal kingdom of God. He has a part in bringing about the return of Christ and the great day of God. But how? God is long-suffering, not willing that anyone should perish. And this is the reason that he's delaying the return of Christ. Apparently, God has a certain number of believers that he has ordained to be brothers and sisters that of his dear son, Jesus. And apparently, there's a certain number of believers to rule, manage the new heavens and new earth for Christ. And in his eternal knowledge of God, certainly the number who will be saved and serving his dear son. Whatever the number, whatever the case, that number has to be reached before Christ can come and before the great day of God can destroy the universe and make the new heavens and earth. And this much is known for sure. God does have a certain number of believers in mind. Being God, he has a purpose that his son may have many brothers and sisters who will reign with him, who will worship him and serve God throughout all of eternity. And this is in Romans chapter 8, 28 to 29. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God and to those who are called according to his purpose. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to become conformed to the son image of his son, that he would be on the firstborns of many believers. And then this scripture also tells us that we are to hasten on to help bring about the day of God. Now that's a little new to me too. That's deep. That's right, Jessica, Albananthi. Wow. You know, I had a teacher in high school, and his name was Mr. Albananthi. And he was my music teacher from 7th to 12th grade. Musical, talented, in Taipei American School. And then we really, really kicked off really well. And so if you're related to Mr. Albananthi, then that's really cool. That's so cool. Awesome. And so here's your thought, guys. What can we learn? How can we help the day of God to come? How can we quicken the return of Christ and the end of the day? And James, I'll have to respond later, okay? Thank you. By living more holy and godly lives, so that more people will be ready to be attracted to Christ, and more people will see Christ in us, his presence and power carrying us through the trials and temptation of life, and more they are going to want Christ and his power in their lives. Don't you want power in Christ? Don't you want the power of Christ in your life? The Holy Spirit holds that power, that same power that raised Jesus from the dead, that same power that allowed the blind to see, that healed the lame, that drove the demons out of the demon-possessed, that healed the woman who was bleeding profusely, that healed the great centurion's son. This same power is now alive and living in you when you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. When you accept it into your life, a lot of people reject it and say, no, that's blasphemy, that's crazy stuff. That's fable, that's fairy tale. But no, it is true. I testify, I would not be here without God. I testify that I was in a way lower and darker place before. Rock bottom. And God was there, rock bottom, carrying me and lifting me up and carrying me through the trials and temptations and tribulations of life. So you're to want more of God, more of Jesus in your life. You're to be hungry for his word. His word is alive and powerful. And it's sweet like honey. It's rich like gold. Amen. Yeah, so we pray for discernment in all situations because Jesus will show you what's going on. Thank you, Shelley Freeman, for answering his question. So, he will give us the strength to conquer trials and temptation in life with the hope of the future in Christ, with him in heaven, with the assurance and confidence of living forever in a better place. Conviction, purpose, meaning, and significance in your life. No longer does your life have to be meaningless and useless and powerless. No, you are now living in power, in joy, in peace, in love. Now you're living in the Holy Spirit, in God the Father. You're confided in him, for Jesus is real. And when people see these things, the things which they long for that the earth cannot offer, the earth cannot satisfy, only Jesus can. they will also be attracted to Jesus so much quicker. Ha ha! Can you see it? Are you attracted to Jesus more quicker because of what you hear about what God can do? And then that will result more souls for Christ, and they will be won much quicker, and the number that God has in mind will be reached much sooner. Therefore, we are to speed up the day that God is to live more dynamic lives for Christ. We are to live more holy, godly lives for Christ, and we are to be witnesses more diligently than ever before. We must begin to tell everyone who the Messiah of the world is, who the Savior is, who is to come, and that He is coming to save us from sin and death of the world and to give us a life of love, joy, peace, patience, power to live this life abundantly, now and forever. And who is it? Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And that's why we say Jesus forever. Katie says, where are you from? I'm in Fremont, California. Yes. In California. United States of America. Woo! The power of God is working. That it knocked that whole thing down. But glory to God, we can replay it. And so, Acts chapter 24, verse 15. Having the hope of God, which these men cherish themselves, and there shall certainly be resurrection of both righteousness and wickedness. Yes. You know, when Jesus died on the cross, the whole world began to shake. It became dark. And then in the temple courts, the great curtain, the veil was torn in half, split, so that we can enter into His presence. Amen. And we can walk in authority through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Praise the Lord. For Jesus is the way. Jesus is the one that we need. The one we live for. Amen. Wow. Colossians chapter 1 verse 5 to 6. It says, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, which you heard of previously, in the word of truth, the gospel which comes to you, just as in all the world, also is constantly bearing fruit and increasing. Ooh, it's bearing fruit and increasing. I like those words. That means you're growing. That means you're being built up. That means you are part of a greater plan. Increasing. Whew. Increasing. Even as it had been doing for you since the day you heard of it and understood the grace of God in truth. Our treasures are in heaven. Let's go. Woohoo. Amen. It's not stored on earth, for what's on earth is temporary and will fade away. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. Hey, Herman, Holland, hello. It says, blessed be the God and Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy has begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ from the dead. Wow. We give all blessings, all praise, all glory to God. He's the one that has abundant mercy and grace towards us. That He sent His Son, only begotten Son, Jesus, from heaven to earth, to die on the cross, raised from the dead, ascending back to heaven, so that you can ascend with Him and also be given the Spirit of the Lord to live with you on earth, so you're never truly alone. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. So sanctify Christ as Lord in your hearts. Be ready to make a defense to everyone who asks you to give account of hope, the hope that is in you. Jesus, He's the hope in you, yet with gentleness and reverence. Wow, Jesus is returning. He's coming back. There's going to be a new heaven, new earth. There's no more evil, no more sin, no more accidents or disease, no more suffering, no murder, or drunkenness, or drugs, or adultery, or sexual perversion, war, or death. God wants you to live in His fullness of joy, peace, love, a people of worship, and serve Him forever and evermore. That's what our God wants us to do. To be in His presence, to be in His grace, to be in His might and His peace. He has that for you, and we cannot take that for granted, because that is the best gift that we can ever receive. And He offers it to you, this joy, peace, and power. The new heavens and earth, only the righteousness will dwell. And this is to be the habitation of righteous people, to do righteousness, and you are free from the power and pollution of sin. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired of corruption, well, guess what? The new heavens, the earth, new earth, will no longer have any of that. No more greed, no more war. And it'll be for eternity. That's the promise of God. And you will be clothed with righteousness, sanctified by the Holy Ghost. And you will be admitted into the holy place. Wow, amen. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 10. It says, "For he looked for a city which has foundations, whose architects and builder is God." Then, in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 13, "But according to his promises, we are looking for new heavens and new earth, which righteousness dwells." Righteousness dwells. Amen. Ha! Glory to God. Someone said, "I just went and unsubscribed from a lot of people whom I should not be watching." That is wise. That is powerful. That's a power move. You're deleting them. You're leaving them. You're going towards the one true God. And He sees it. He sees your heart. And He's going to continue working on it. And He knows your heart. It might be a transformation that takes time. But in the name of Jesus, may you experience that transformation today and forever. And you'll see you have more time, more energy, and also a direction in your life to glorify God, promote the truth, promote our Creator, promote our God, who lets us live a life of abundance. Amen. Isaiah chapter 65, verse 17, it says, "For behold, I create new heavens and new earth, and the former things will not be remembered or come to mind." You see, even in the Old Testament, the prophet Isaiah already saw new heavens and new earth. No more corruption, guys. Isaiah chapter 66, verse 22, it says, "For just as the new heavens and new earth, which I will endure before me, make endure before me, declares the Lord, so your offsprings and your name will endure." Glory to God. So we must be diligent in preparing for the coming of Jesus. Diligent in spreading the word. Even if He doesn't come in our lifetime, He will come in the future. And that is why we absolutely must keep spreading the word of God, in order so that other people may be saved and other people may join us in His righteousness, in His presence in heaven. We want to plunder hell and populate heaven. We want to save people from hell and bring them into everlasting, into the life, the best life that they can ever have. And that's why we're called to be diligent, to be eager, to live earnestly and zealous in seeking after God, to be diligent and earnest in preparing ourselves for the return of the Lord, to be in peace with both God and men, to be without spot, without blemish, without being unsoiled, with being pure and clean, without being soiled, without dirt and pollution and contamination of sin whatsoever. You are to confess your sins always, all day long. It may be shameful, it may be hard, but Jesus promises to forgive and cover and wash away all of your sin. No longer do you have to live in regret. No longer do you have to live in shame. No longer do you have to live in your past. For when you live in Christ, you are a new creation. The old is gone. The new has come in the name of Jesus. Amen. And you are to walk in constant communion and fellowship with Christ. Walking in open communion, confessing all sins and contaminations that you pick up from the world. You gotta confess. Gotta run from it. Gotta delete it. Gotta walk in the ways of the Lord. And then pray always for the power of Christ's blood to cleanse you, to keep you pure. And this is the only way that you can be found spotless by Christ when he returns. 1 John chapter 1 verse 9, it says, if we confess our sin, he is faithful and righteous to forgive you of your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Wow, powerful. Acts chapter 13 verse 38. Therefore, let it be known to you, brothers and sisters, brethren, that through him, for through Jesus, forgiveness of sin is proclaimed to you. Amen. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 7 says, in him, in Jesus, you have been redeemed through his blood, and forgiveness of your trespasses, of your sin, of your transgressions, according to the riches of his grace. His grace, his mercy, his love is so rich that it's above all of you. Amen. You've been redeemed, reconciled, made clean, made whole. Isaiah chapter 55 verse 7 says, let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have compassion on him. God will have compassion on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon, abundantly forgive. Woo! The blood of Christ still works and has power, and we are redeemed and brought and bought with a price. And that's why we say, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. We must be found blameless, ladies and gentlemen. Wow, blameless. This word means to be free of fault and censure, to be faultless, above reproach and rebuke. The believers is to live. You are to live a blameless, faultless, and pure life, both in the church and in this world. No one is able to point to the Christian and accuse him, blame him of anything wrong. The Christian is to be clean, unpolluted, spotless, holy, righteous, and pure before man and God. Wow, we're to be blameless. You see, the standards are high, guys. It is. It's not impossible. For when you confess your sin and ask for forgiveness and you flee from it, that's the process of sanctification, the process of becoming more holy and more righteous. And it's possible. Romans chapter 16, verse 19, it says, for the report of your obedience has reached all. Everyone heard of it. Therefore, I'm rejoicing over you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But I want you to be wise in what is good and innocent in what is evil. Amen. Philippians chapter 1 verse 10. So that you may be approved the things that are excellent, in order to be sincere and blameless until the day of the Lord. Be blameless. Blameless. Philippians chapter 2 verse 15, so that you will prove yourself to be blameless and innocent. Children of God, above reproach, in the midst of crooked and perverse generation, among whom you appear as lights of the world. You are the light of the world. You cannot be hidden. You shine Jesus' light upon the darkness. You see clearly what's to come. Clearly the truth of God, when you read his word, when you pray to him, when you confess your sin. A lot of people are living in isolation and darkness. They do not want to be exposed. Light exposes. They don't like light. They don't like to be exposed. No, they don't. People don't like it. That's the truth. But our sin, our shortcomings will be exposed. So why not confess now? And let God use our weaknesses, make us strong. Why not confess now and stop doing what is evil, what is wrong in the eyes of the Lord? Why not now? Why not be forgiven and be free from the bondage of these addictions, bondage of these evil, bondage of these perverse and crooked generation, and be a light in Christ instead? Amen. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 18. And the Lord will rescue you from every evil deeds and will bring you to safety, to his heavenly kingdom. And to him be the glory forever and ever. Amen. He will deliver you. He will save you. He will preserve you into his kingdom, so that you are set free, so you are sanctified, so you are a new creation, so you are covered by his blood. He saved you in the name of Jesus. And that's why we praise him all the days of our life. Right, Lulu Lama? Praise the Lord. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 14. And therefore, beloved, since you look at these things, be diligent. Be committed to be found in him in peace, spotless and blameless. I love it, being spotless and blameless. That's a great life to live. So no one just say, hey, aren't you that person? You do that wrong thing. Aren't you that liar? Aren't you that cheater? Aren't you that corrupted person? Nah, God wants you to be spotless. He wants you to have a good reputation. Although people might reject you, but still, your reputation in Christ is what's most important. How God sees you, the holiness, the righteous life that he sees you. And someone said, we are the angel, said, so easy he dropped the charges. He did drop your charges. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. All have made mistakes. No one is perfect. And the wages, the punishment, the fee of sin is death. And that's not just a physical death. That's an eternal death. Eternal separation from God. And we've been saved from that eternal death. Eternal lake of fire and destruction and ruin. Woo! Amen. Amen. We try to speak the truth. All for God's glory. Amen. And that's why we praise God. I'm praising him in my home. Praising him in my church. Praising him wherever I go. Praising him with my mouth, with my heart, with my life. And if you're asking where my church is, it's in Fremont, California. It's in Tree of Life Christian Church. Glory to God. Amen. And then Jude chapter 24, it says, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory and exceeding joy. Amen. So just to recap on that first part, I can't believe that was just the first part. Believers must live holy and godly lives because Jesus is coming back. Believers must look and speed up the day of God. Believers must look for the new heavens and earth. And believers must prepare for the coming of Christ. Be spotless. Be blameless. Be found in peace. Lucia Garcia. 안녕하세요. I don't speak Korean. I know Mandarin. But my wife is Korean. So, and Garcia is actually Mexican. So Spanish. Espanol. I don't know. But hey, that's cool. That's cool. Do you have a church there? Yes, I do have a church there. I do. It's in Fremont, California. Well, we're going to continue forward with this word of God. It is alive and powerful. If this is helpful for you, throw that thumbs up, that like, type Jesus forever if you want to hear more. I know he's working. He's so good. And the truth will set you free. You know, every Saturday, there seems to be an influx of people on my TikTok. Normally, there's like 5 to 10 people, but now there's 28 people. Glory to God. Zaza, hello, read the Bible. Fla fla, hey, God is awesome all the time. Amen. Glory to God. Ha ha. Yeah. Wow. So, let's go on to our second part. And then, because we know it's good to know what the Word of God says and helps us. So listen carefully. Thank you, Sawana. Jesus forever. Yes, Jesus. Amen. Yes. Hello, I see you. Following you from Wolverhampton, England. Glory to God. I love that. I used to play a game called Wolfenstein 9. Yeah, it was a fun game. Back in the days. Says, thank you, Josh, for leading me back to Jesus. I would like never have done it if it wasn't for this live stream. All glory to God. Dear Lord, I praise you for bringing lives closer to you, for leading them to you, not to me, but to you. For you are the one that sets us free from these bondages of sin. You're the one that rescues us. So we praise you, God. This is all you're doing, the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Jessica Albanese says, hallelujah. Christina Parker says, hallelujah. Sebastian Jacob Sin says, worship Jesus forever, man. Praise the Lord. We are all here praising God together. So this second part, 3 verses. It says, believers must realize that the Lord's patience was a result in salvation. God is working to save more people, more and more people. And Paul confirms this point. Some twist the scripture to their own destruction. And then believers must be aware so that they are not led to the traps of the devil, the traps of the world, the traps of society. Not led astray, but staying on the right path of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. I would do ni hao. Yes. And then, last of all, believers must grow in grace and the knowledge of our Lord and give him all glory forever and ever. Amen. Dear Lord, thank you for your word and thank you for your presence. Thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Thank you that this live streams is changing people's lives and giving them the ability to experience more and more of you. Happy Sunday. Wow. I did not know I would have more energy to be able to speak the word of God after having this leaders meeting in my church with so many things coming up, after having a lock-in on Friday, sleeping over at church with all my youth, and I only got 2 hours sleep, and after preaching the word of God this Sunday. Woo! It was a lot. And I came home, shared it with my wife, talked with her, and also just sharing life. And then I got on live stream, be like, well, I'm going to just do my live stream and then make more videos. And then later, Father's Day. So, did I just go off track of prayer? Lord, I pray, I continue this prayer. And thank you that you are coming, that you are patient, that you are a God of grace, of mercy, of love, of joy, of peace, that you are the God that we hold on to. And you're the God that allows us to overcome the trials and temptation. The God that allows us to line up our priority, which is for you, but in Jesus first, forever, in our life. Not just a Sunday, not just one day a week, but every single day is for you. We thank you for everyone that comes by this live stream. And I pray over them for your protection in the name of Jesus, for your provision, for your wisdom, understanding, knowledge, for your healing. Lord, I pray your power would be upon them. Let them accept you as their Lord and Savior. Declare with their mouth that you are their God and that there is no turning back because you're the greatest of all. Once we tasted of how great your word is, how powerful it is, of how sweet like honey it is, how rich it is like gold and silver. We will not want to turn back. So, Lord, thank you for our daily live streams, yesterday, today, and every day that we can do it. By your grace, it happens. So we pray for your goodness, your mercy in all that we do. In Jesus' most holy name, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's go through. Carlos says amen. Amen. Isat Ale, say hi. Hi. Shelly Freeman says amen. Should I send a message to my ex or block her for good and say nothing? Probably block her. Especially if she doesn't follow God. You know, you have to, if the temptation there, you gotta block it. Says, oh, thank you. Thank you, C, Ring, L. Deanna, Gas King. Oh, by the way, after this, we're gonna have more. We have two application questions. And I'm gonna be able to share my story, maybe a small testimony. And also, you guys can reflect as well. So, any questions, let me know. I can continue being with you guys. Lulama Fant C says, I love the Lord with tears. Hey, God loves you, and it's okay to cry. It's okay. I cried a long time too. Christina Parker says, amen, powerful word. Shante says, amen. Arda, thanks for the follow. Thanks for the subscribe. Cheryl Glennon says, hi. Block something out of your life that's leading you astray. Amen, yes. And God bless you. Natasha Monique, thank you for the follow. God bless you. Okay, Juana Gilmore says, amen. Amen, amen. Herman Holland from England says, happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to y'all as well. And my baby Pan due date is June the 20th. And so, it's in 4 days. So, eventually, maybe you might just see a baby here. Or you might hear some crying in the background. But glory to God. Then Shelly Freeman says, the Holy Spirit is here. Zaza says, oh, crying. But hey, glory to God. Yes, Peck Jersey. Yes. Amen. Thank you. Hi, you look beautiful. Monkey D. Luffy. Well, you're beautiful as well. Weird Hufflepuff says amen. Shawana says amen. Ice Rivera says, I'm sad. Well, it's okay to be sad. But know that sadness is temporary. And may you find joy and peace in the Lord and healing, protection, provision. Ashman says, amen. God bless and happy Sunday. We love our God. Yes, I'll be here on Monday. Pocahontas, hope you're having a great day. TB Kuzo says, play Fortnite. I like Fortnite. Do you play? No, I don't. Thank you. I play the game of ministry now. Trying to win more souls. My friend list now, people I have known for a long time, haven't done evil to me. Yeah. May you lead them to Jesus as well. I have a dad. Or he said, I don't have a dad. Well, it's not easy. But, you know, you have a Heavenly Father who loves you, who cares for you. And he wants a relationship with you. And so, saying I don't have a dad, I know it's hard. You need a father figure in your life. But it's hard if you don't have one. And that's just the corruption, the brokenness of our society. But don't let that hold you back from getting to know our loving Heavenly Father who is perfect, who cares for you. Amen. Amen. All right. Abba. Travis. Hello, Frank. So, number one question out of two says, how does the imminent return of Jesus impact your daily decisions? Well, sense of eagerness, right? Gives me a drive. Makes me want to save more souls. Yeah. Maybe you too. Zaza says, Jesus died on the cross for us and people to turn towards him. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hello, Vanessa. Hello there. Ashman says, I love this channel. All glory to God. I'm sure you see, as I told my youth, you guys love each other. Even though you're so different. But you love each other because Jesus is in you. And you see Jesus in each other. And Jesus is the common ground. And you see Jesus in me. So you love me too. So glory to God. Hey, what a win. What a win. And he promised to stay with us. Oh, I see. And your father. He said he would never leave. But he left. I see. Well, God will never leave you. He's our Heavenly Father. He will never forsake you. Never leave you. When you hold on to him. Cling on to him. And say yes to Jesus forever. So we should love our neighbors. Amen. All right. Second question out of two. And later, actually, we pray for Zambia. With a capital city of Lusaka. 19 million population and 95% Christian. But what it does keeping an eternal perspective look like in your life? It makes me see all these temporary grief and little things and hobbies. All these negative thoughts are just like fleeting. The pain is temporary. It might make me look cold-hearted, but hey, that's, I guess, my way of looking at life. We're building something bigger. We're living for eternity, for something eternal. And that's why we're trying to lead others towards the right way. Adriano says, how do we get closer to God? Number one, you read the Word of God every day. You commit to Him. Building His kingdom. Join a community, a church community that's rooted in the Word of God. Christ-centered. Not religion or ritual-centered, but relationship with Jesus-centered. Permanent devotion to God. And yesterday, someone said, every meal is a communion. And I was like, wow, communion is a Lord's Supper. And we do this once every month in my church. Communion to remember about Jesus, His, what He's done on the cross, for dying for me, for dying for you, saving us. And that communion should be done in every meal. When we eat, we thank God for saving us, for loving us, for being with us. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Yes. So I like that. Permanent devotion to God. Record that. Record that. You got an ice cream van? May your ice cream van go well. In the name of Jesus. Ooh. That was a bad username. Okay. I should watch out for that next time. Anyways. Zambia became an independent nation in 1963. Ever since they've been working to build up a nation that today has become a place of ethnic harmony and peace. Where there's even more than 70 ethnic groups that coexist peacefully. Some of the challenges they face as a nation includes high unemployment, poverty rates, as well as high numbers of HIV AIDS patients. Declared a Christian nation in 1991, Zambia allows its residents wide berth for practicing freedom of religion. And prayer point is prayer for unemployment, poverty, HIV AIDS, and numbers to go down. Praise God for harmony and peace among diverse ethnic group. Yes. So Lord God, we lift up Zambia to you. We pray that your power would be upon this nation. That the unemployment would go down. That poverty would go down. That HIV AIDS numbers would go down. That you would allow people to be trained and employed for your glory. And Father God, I pray for harmony and peace among diverse ethnic group. That you would be shining brighter within the groups. Lifted high. We know that you have good works to be done. So we pray for Zambia. For Lusaka. For 19 million people. The 95% Christians. We pray that it will be a nation that strives to live after your glory, your works, your plans. In Jesus' most holy name. Amen. So, vivid dreams, you cannot control it. no meaning. But pray to God. Let Him guide you. And make Lord Jesus Christ the center of your lives and put Him first in all your ways. Amen. Ashley Tolliver says, Oliver Tolliver, you're so cool. Thank you. Herman says, hallelujah. Well, it's been an hour and 35 minutes. I had a great session with you. So many people appeared. I give glory to God for all that He's done for us. And we thank Him for protecting us, leading us, and showing us the way. I got other plans I got to jump to. So I'm thankful for each one of you guys. Hey, may God bless you, Travis, Adriano, and everyone here. Thank you for joining the team, Rangels, and for being part of this community. I thank you for support and in terms of just being subscribed and following. It's just been great. So all glory to God, and may He bless you, be with you, and may we see each other more and more in future live streams. In Jesus' most holy name, amen. God bless you. Panda out.